confident that probably Congressman Lucas was going to be the next chair of the House Ag Committee, and we congratulate him on that and want to work with him in every way we can and help take care of our people back home. Of course, our policy and policy of most of our producers in Oklahoma is different than an issue that's kind of being flaunted around up here, and that's to do away with direct payments, and we just can't support that at all. That's the only thing that our producers have been able to take to the bank and help use for credit to put out a crop and machinery payments, et cetera. So at any rate, direct payments, crop insurance reform is a big topic up here. Kind of an unpopular topic by lots of people, and maybe I'd say half and half of the producers that are here. Some like it, some don't. There's a whole lot of things that could be better about it. We're really concerned about the budget reconciliation that may be coming up under the current flow of the way things are going here, because if they open a farm bill up, and I've always been against that, once we do a farm bill, that's a contract with America's producers for the length of that bill. And to come in and mix it up in the beginning of, or in the middle of things, is just not right, because at the beginning they've come in here and made contracts and made agreements to last them through this farm bill, and it's just not right to change contract on them. But estate taxes is another issue that we're working on pretty heavily. Trade with Cuba. I still don't have a really good explanation from anybody on why we can't do a little more trade with Cuba. And while we're hanging loose on Cuba and and we're continuing our self-imposed embargo, we've got other countries around the world that don't like us all that well that are getting a toehold in Cuba. So energy legislation is another deal, and of course, there's probably not anything going to happen on that until maybe after the elections, and the lame duck session may come back in. And so we're probably going to have to get back up here during that time. But this climate change legislation is not in our policy as it's being presented. And you can tell I'm in the big city with all the sirens going on. But at any rate, Ron, if there's not, and we've been with this ever since it began with Senator Inhofe and our press releases, if there's not enough offsets in any climate change bill that more than offsets the additional cost to our producers, there
ain't
any way we can support it.
Terry, you mentioned crop insurance early on. Obviously, USDA cut a fresh deal that was rather controversial with crop insurance companies. Is there any buyer's remorse out there because of that arrangement?
Well, as a result of some of these agreements, there's going to be changes in our policy. And risk management is going to take it upon themselves here before September 30, unless somebody specifies that they want something totally different than they had last year. They're just going to roll it over to a policy that's the next closest thing to what they've had. But the thing that really worries me, Ron, is they've rolled back their administrative and operating monies to some of our carriers. And we're down to just four or five major carriers now. And then they're going to start putting the clamp on agents. And it's an awfully lot of work, an awfully lot of responsibility to be a crop insurance agent. You almost have to be a farm financial advisor. And they start cutting the commissions. You're going to wind up with only a few mega agents and a few mega companies, and it's going to be more difficult for us to get service as producers than before. So I don't like the way it's going, Ron. They've set it up to be crop insurance to be our safety net, and then they start taking money away from that. So it's we're going to have to watch it really, really close.